here's a story from The World.
Let's now zero in on one small country that's pretty focused on this issue of climate finance, Luxembourg. The World's Anna Kussmer has that story.
If you know anything about Luxembourg, you might know that it's a really small country nestled in between Belgium, France, and Germany.
Luxembourg is a tiny country of about, I don't even think we reach 700,000 inhabitants.
It also has a lot of banking, international finance, and investment funds. Sabina Dury is a financial geographer at the Luxembourg Institute of Socioeconomic Research. She says Luxembourg's banking sector has historically had a sort of shady reputation. It gets called a tax haven a lot.
Dodgy private banking, but also like money laundering and these kind of things.
For years, the government has been trying to rebrand.
They really wanted to get rid of this kind of mixed image they had been associated with.
Part of that has been Luxembourg positioning itself as a center of sustainable finance, funneling money toward investments that help poorer countries build green energy and deal with the impacts of climate change. John Norbu with the Danish NGO CARE says a report his group published found Luxembourg had the best climate plan out of 23 developed countries they looked at.
What we think is very positive with the Luxembourg report is that they are so clearly committed to make sure that their climate finance is so-called new and additional, that it's on top of development assistance.
Luxembourg pledged around $250 million in the next 5 years for climate finance. Beyond that, they're finding new ways to attract private money to address climate change.
Fighting climate crisis is the biggest investment opportunity of our time.
Carol Dieschborg is Luxembourg's Minister of the Environment. She's part of the country's year-old sustainable finance initiative.
We have been working so much with the finance ministry in order to have everyone on board to say, look, we can be on the right side of this and we can be front-running in the domain of sustainable finance, but also on climate finance.
The country set up the world's first green stock exchange, a platform to buy and sell stocks and bonds from vetted, environmentally friendly companies, and funds that use public money to attract greater sums of private money for things like renewable energy projects in the Middle East, land restoration in the Caribbean, and energy efficiency in sub-Saharan Africa, and a government-sponsored climate accelerator that Sigridir Torfadottir helps to manage. The goal, she says,
to support the fund managers in climate finance, the champions for climate finance. Because with strong fund managers, you can develop and manage larger funds.
Funds that pay for electric vehicle projects and businesses that make farming more resilient to climate change. Torfadottir says with many of these finance mechanisms, a relatively small amount of government spending can help attract a lot more money from the private sector.
With 50 million, you can mobilize 500, and therefore you multiply the impact that you will have on the ground.
One of the funds in Luxembourg's accelerator is called Wangara Green Ventures in Ghana.
My name is Ebenezer Arthur. I am the founder and CEO of Wangara Green Ventures.
Arthur's fund does some investments in renewable energy, but they mostly fund businesses that help farmers adapt to extreme weather like heat or drought.
We invest in green, small and growing businesses. So these are businesses that typically require between $50,000 to about $2 million.
Since Arthur joined the accelerator last spring, he says he's been able to get technical and financial support to grow his fund. He says there are a lot of climate investment opportunities in African countries, which means a lot of potential business.
The world is growing to a place where there's going to be demand on people being climate friendly. If you are a major capital center in the world, like Luxembourg, you need to read the writings on the wall.
Luxembourg has read the writing on the wall and hopes to be seen as the global capital of green finance. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.
For more of our climate change coverage, head over to theworld.org/bigfix. You'll find stories on how different players, scientists, policymakers, activists, even musicians, are working to tackle the climate crisis.